Hello and welcome to Zone of Genius. Today, I'm very excited to kick off this series where you will be listening to thought leaders and experts in their industry share with us what their zone of genius is, one tip that would help startup founders in this crisis, and what they have learned from this crisis. My guest today is Habib Salahuddin, and he is known as the Canva Lord on Instagram. He is a marketing guru and a content creator that helps you create content that would make your brand visible and position your brand to also make sales. So without much further ado, let me hand you over to Habib, where he'll be sharing some insights on how to position your brand for sales and visibility online. Enjoy.
My name is Habib Salahuddin. I'm the founder of Canva Lord. So basically what I do is I teach coaches, creative individuals, and online entrepreneurs how to actually create content. Those of visual appealing content, those jaw-dropping content, the content you see, you go, wow, oh my God, right? So basically that's what I teach them, to actually attract their dream clients and also convert them. Of course, money is important now. All right, my superpowers. Do I really have any superpowers? I would say food, actually, because I love food and sleeping. But on a serious note, I would say my superpower is actually coming up with ideas. So I have this, like, I know I'm actually good with this creative idea, just coming up with something out of nothing. You understand? Yeah. So that, I would say that's actually my superpower, right? Some one tips for startups and business owners. Well, if I have any tips for business owners, particularly startups, right, that would be marketing. Like, do as much as you can to up your game in marketing, right? Because trust me, no matter what it is that you do, no matter the business you do, be it online, be it offline, whatever it is that you sell, whatever it is, marketing is like the single most important skill you must have as a business owner. Because as far as I'm concerned, like, the only grail, right, that keeps a business going is cash flow, right? And if you don't have that cash flow, if you don't have that money, again, there's no way you run the business. And there's no way cash should come for you if you don't market your business. People need to know about your business. They need to actually know you exist, right, before they will be able to buy from you. And of course, you making money. So let me put it this way. And so imagine a diamond, right, under the ground. So is diamond mine under the ground or whatever? I don't know. But hey, you get the gist, right? You get my idea. So imagine a diamond under the ground, right? So as long as the diamond remains there, so it's as good as useless, because nobody knows it's there. Nobody knows about its existence. So unless someone actually come to know about its existence and dig it out, right? So that's the only way, when they dig it out and refine it again, that's the only way its true value will be appreciated. Otherwise, it's as good as useless. So think about that for your business, right? So you need to actually put yourself out there. People need to know about your business. So no matter what you do, no matter how good you are with your product, your service, your whatever it is that you sell, no matter how phenomenal you think you can be, if people don't know about you, you're as good as nothing. People need to know about you before they will actually buy from you. And especially if you're a business owner, right? If you're a startup. So look at it this way. If you're just starting off in a business, right? So there are already people in the industry before you. So they are there are thought leaders there. There are people that actually disruptor. Let me use it that way, right? People making things happen in that industry. So you coming in as a fresh blood, as a newbie, how do you actually penetrate the market? How do you actually create your own niche? How do you actually find your own smallest viable audience, right? So how do you actually find them? So you possibly can't do this unless you're actually good. Unless you're very skilled with your marketing. And marketing can go from different ways, be it an online marketing, be it content marketing, be it offline marketing, evangelist marketing, using maybe like yellow papers, white pages, Facebook, whatever it is that you do, but you must master the art of marketing, right? Even if it is as long as telling every single person you meet every day about your business, right? Talking about your business, as you should ensure every single day a new person knows about your business. Someone has never heard of you before, every single day a new person actually get to know about you. Because trust me, marketing is a game of number, and the more people know about you, the more people know you exist, the higher your chances of getting booking more customers and of course making more money, right? So basically that's it for marketing, right? And what this pandemic has taught me. That's deep. I would say money is useless. I know. Don't worry. Before you judge me, let me explain. Trust me, before now, I used to think money is actually everything. Once you have the money, once you are rich, man, you can actually make the world go around. You can literally control the world. You can do anything, right? But this pandemic has actually shifted my perspective and make me to see money in the other way. So imagine it's something that would just happen as strong as pandemic, whereby that would just actually pause the whole world, everybody, like both the rich, the poor. So it's not if, excuse me. So imagine take a look at the period of the lockdown, right? So those 2 periods, especially if you're in Lagos, so no matter how rich you are, no matter even if you are a Dangote relative or whatever it is that you do, no matter how rich you think you are, right? So you possibly can't come out. So this is a single rule that actually holds everybody together regardless of your money. So your money can actually buy you can't buy your way out of it. You can't say maybe probably possibly you want to go out there because you have the body. You must stay indoors, right? So that's actually what I'm talking about, right? So money at times, you might actually have your money at times and not be able to get what you actually want with the money. So that pretty much that's what I mean. Alright, so that's it, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for having me. Do have a wonderful day. Bye bye.
Absolutely brilliant reminders from Habib today. I mean, the importance of marketing cannot be overstated, but he reminded us of why it is important for you to market no matter how phenomenal your product is. He also shared with us his lesson and he hit close to home. You know, we realized that our shared prosperity is very, very important. So I don't know about you, but I definitely took some notes. I hope you found this useful as well. If you did, I want you to please favorite this particular podcast, follow up on the series, because we have more amazing guests joining us every Sunday to share one useful tip with you and also what they've learned from this crisis. Thank you for listening and bye for now.